Royal Valley Locker Room Chatter continues tonight on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tabman joined by Royal Valley Boys basketball coach. That is Chris Brown. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach, want to get your thoughts on a couple games from when we last spoke a week ago. And let's start with the game at Valley Falls on Friday night. We had that broadcast on KNZA, and you ultimately win it 60-45. You look at the score and you think, man, that might be a somewhat of a comfortable win, but it was a close game throughout, and you guys used a heavy run in the fourth quarter, you know, to pull away for that win. Just talk about the grit and the grind from your team Friday night and a tough place to play at Valley Falls.
Yeah, you know, I actually wouldn't have had that game go any other way if I could choose, because I thought we played well in the first half, and then, you know, as you just alluded to, we kind of got an avalanche put on us in the third quarter by Valley. Man, they started getting stops, and their intensity picked up on defense, and then, you know, Dame Cervantes saw one go in, and that's all he needed.
And then four more after that, or three more after that.
He's falling out of bounds, and it's getting, you know, feeling like he's never going to miss, and he's throwing it in the ocean. And I thought our guys responded. You know, like you just said, it was late third quarter. We got a bucket to kind of slow down the momentum, and then in the fourth quarter just did a great job of playing through our bigs and making the right reads off double teams and finally knocked down a couple shots of our own. And I felt like as soon as I think Connor Noland and Tristan Murata both hit threes in the fourth quarter. And when those went in, it was almost like a deep breath, like a sense of relief, like, okay, we're going to be all right. But definitely proud of the response, and certainly it was a fun game to coach in. I think we even talked, you know, the week before anticipating it to be a fun one to coach in, and hopefully it was a fun one for everybody to play in, because, you know, it was up and down and back and forth and runs by both teams, and that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, Tristan Murata, you mentioned him. He had 22 points on the night. How about Landon Gilbert? You know, we've talked about him before, just a quality player. He had 21 points, but he picked up two fouls in about the first 45 seconds of that game, and then he had to sit the whole first quarter. So 21 points and essentially not scoring until the second quarter. So those two obviously leading the charge, but more on the side of Landon, saddled with foul trouble early, being able to come in that second quarter and still provide the production that he gave.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job. You know, I don't have hard and fast rules for foul trouble. If the game would have got out of hand, we'd have put him back in, even with the two fouls. But, you know, we were hanging in there and playing all right. So I just told him to stay focused and you know, stay in the game mentally. And I thought he did a great job of, by the time he was able to get in there, and he, you know, quite frankly, dominated. I mean, to end up with 21 and 13 or 14 or something like that and do it in essentially three quarters was, you know, dominant is absolutely the word to describe it. So certainly proud of him for withstanding, you know, the mental effects of it. Now, the early foul trouble, it wasn't the first game he's been in early foul trouble. We've had others, and so we have to fix that. But mentally, it's good to see that he could stay locked in and get back in there and get to work.
Yeah, you guys are 3-3 going into the final game before the holiday break. Let's talk about Friday. You get Sabetha at home. Sabetha, always a quality team, and they're certainly going to be in the mix in the Big East. I wouldn't really put anything around that. But they are coming off a loss to Hiawatha. Hiawatha won at Sabetha this week. Been first time in a long time that they won a game, you know, at Sabetha, but Blue Jays are still good. We know this. They've played, you know, Rock Creek and some good other competition, Marysville as well, but obviously a challenge coming your way Friday to close out the 25 portion of the schedule.
Yeah, I'm not sure anybody's played a tougher schedule, because like you said, Rock Creek, obviously really good. Hiawatha, really good. I mean, those guys can play. They've got size. They've got guard play. They were good last year, but they're a step better this year, I think, even also. So certainly, they have no bad losses, right? Sabetha. They've taken care of business when they're more talented, and they've lost to some teams that are super talented. So, we are expecting a great effort from them. It's, always, you know, a similar approach and even, you know, through different coaching regimes now that you just know, I mean, they're going to rebound and they're going to defend and they're going to take good shots on offense. It's, certainly always a challenge. So we need to be disciplined and you know, do our best to stay between them and the bucket and make them take tough shots and hopefully rebound them and then see if we can, get some easy ones on our end on offense. You know, the more times you can get the easy buckets in the paint, I think the better. Just gives you those free ones. We need as many of those as we can get.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, we appreciate it as always. The Christmas holiday right around the corner. Do you have a specific maybe tradition that you have in the household that you do every single year?
You know, I don't watch a ton of movies, but over Christmas break I do. So I've got a rotation that always happens. It starts with Christmas movies, and then it quickly gets a little unhinged. So I'm always going to watch Home Alone.
Yep.
I'm always going to watch Elf.
Yep.
I'm always going to watch Christmas Vacation.
Oh,
that's
classic.
Actually my favorite Christmas movie of all time. But after I watch Christmas Vacation, I have to watch my absolute favorite movie of all time, which is Vegas Vacation.
Ah,
so that's when we get off the rails a little bit and get away from the Christmas vibes and into just the great, old school Chevy Chase, as good as it gets, if you ask me. So yeah, I'll be planning on watching a lot of movies, and it'll start with Christmas theme, and it'll end up totally off the rails after that.
I'm with you, man, and I think this is a hot take, and at least a lot of people will probably disagree. Vegas Vacation is the best vacation movie. I will die on that hill. I will live on that hill, and I'm right there with you. Although Christmas Vacation, quality as well, but Vegas Vacation is an absolute classic. We always appreciate it. That is Chris Brown, Royal Valley Boys basketball coach, giving us a little insight as they get set to wrap up the 25 portion of the schedule on Friday at home against Sabetha. Catch that on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Enjoy the holiday after the game Friday, Coach. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
All right. Talk soon.